Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment. Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, baby. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour. We are so happy to be with
Stains,
each and every
Mike.
One of you.
Stains on the side of his shirt.
Stains.
Who was talking about stains before we went live?
Well, there was a lot of excitement, a lot of intern-fueled excitement, a lot of intern-fueled homoerotic excitement. And for some reason, Mac just said, look at you, Adrian. You have stain on the side of your shirt, a massive stain.
What kind of stain do you have on your shirt, Adrian?
I have no idea. This is still from Colorado. I have not washed this sweater.
It's a pot stain.
Washed. Yes.
Can I take a peek? Let me put him on camera.
Yeah, so please don't make him take his shirt off.
No, I won't do that. No, I always do. You mean?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there it
that
is.
Looks
that's lovely.
That's a
standard gray, Rocky style sweatshirt.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's got a collared shirt underneath. Good look. That's bong water, my friend. I've seen
that looks
water
like
stains.
A grease based stain, like maybe butter from toast.
Or butter, or how about this? Butter from marijuana.
For hot buttered marijuana?
Yeah.
Did you like to know a stain that I have a dickens of a time, and even on my synthetic clothing that I wear down here in the heat, the tropical heat of Florida? You know the peskiest stain that I've ever dealt with?
What's that?
Pesto.
Oh, I hate when I get pesto on my
pesto.
Shirt.
Pesto.
What is
like,
pesto?
Well, pesto is
pesto
like,
is pine nuts and
garlic
and garlic and then
parsley.
What's the green element? Parsley.
Parsley and olive oil.
And you grind it all up and it makes an incredible sauce.
What do you
and,
put pesto on?
No,
usually,
Mike puts it on
fish.
His shirt.
You can put it. And I get it on my shirt. And once it's on there, it's gone.
Do you have
it's
to make it homemade or do they sell it off the shelf?
Yeah, they sell tons of it off the shelf, but Mrs. O'Mara makes a
much
ducky
better.
One. It's
much better homemade.
Absolutely.
I don't think
phenomenal.
I've had pesto unless they put it on there without me asking.
Have you taken your shirt to a dry cleaner? They can usually do that.
No, not one of my cheap,
not worth it.
It's his workout shirt. So you're going to get sweated up anyways.
I'm not going to do that. Let me see pesto. I don't think we had it. It's not parsley. It's not
just basil.
Parsley.
It's basil and pine nuts.
But there is no parsley in it? I thought the base green was parsley.
I don't think there's parsley in it. I know a lot of basil.
No.
I see.
Basil.
Pesto.
Basil
garlic,
delicious.
Olive oil.
Yes. Ham.
Pesto.
What does pesto usually pesto. Come on?
Margarita
I thought
pizza.
Pesto was a cheese.
I'm not going to answer that.
Margarita pizza.
Yeah,
great on pasta.
Oh, I didn't know that was that what that was.
It's, it's got, it traditionally consists of crushed garlic, European pine nuts, coarse salt, basil leaves, Parmigiano Reggiano.
Like, presto, here you go.
Pecorino, so cheeses.
We'll get it too quick.
So it's phenomenal. It's
delicious.
If it's made well, it's spectacular.
Made fast.
If you buy it in the store, I think not so much. You know, make
pine
it yourself
nuts.
If you can. Pine nuts.
You
are
quit
great.
Naming nuts.
Pine nuts.
When I said macadamia nut, she made me leave the room.
Hazelnut, Brazil nut, peanut.
Is there a brand of pesto that would be the best? I'm intrigued.
Let me see. Yeah Family Dollar.
Did
I beat you?
You did.
Did I beat you?
You did.
Family Dollar pesto sauce.
Family Dollar pasta boil.
Oscar.
Is pesto healthy for you? It sounds like it would be.
Kind of. A lot of olive oil.
Okay.
It's a lot of oil.
A lot of cheese.
There's a high fat content with the cheese and all that, but it's delicious.
It's good fat.
So, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Food Bonus Corner. Hope you're enjoying today's show. And for those of you that, before we get the show underway, I think it's time for a moment of prayer.
Good.
And for that, let's go to our number one minister in charge, Mr. Jim Baker. Let's play him right now.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Here are your hosts, Jim and Lori.
I'd like everybody, if you would, to open up your hymnals to 1 year ago when we first realized that televangelist Jim Baker was selling buckets of shit food based on the fact that the world
survivalist
was
survivalist food.
Survivalist
prep
food.
Buckets. Prep buckets.
Can I say one thing about announcing and the people that do the when you hear an announcer, a TV announcer,
yes.
And I think the Kimmel guy does it too, but when you hear Jimmy Kimmel,
yeah.
I think that is as shit a cop out.
How should you do it?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Can I try it?
Finish it.
Yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, you go down
good.
On it.
I ran out of steam.
Da-da.
Yeah.
It's
oh, I don't like going up.
My
what throat
the
flamed
fuck
out.
Are you doing? It's terrible.
Jimmy
you know?
Kimmel.
Doesn't that go back to Arsenio? Didn't the Arsenio announcer do that? Arsenio.
Arsenio!
don't know because he went our studio hall.
Can I get yours, Rob?
Who am I introducing?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, you go down on the Jimmy on the Jimmy
Ladies
Kimmel.
And gentlemen, Pony Boy.
Yeah, as long as you go down on the on the consonant. You know,
ladies and gentlemen, like sweatshirt. Olive oil stain.
Jimmy Kimmel. It's like a question mark. It doesn't.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the Jim Baker announcer again for means of comparison? Yeah, all right.
Please. Welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Here are your hosts, Jim and Lori Baker.
Oh,
you know
God,
what?
I hate that.
It's Oprah. Oh. Oprah does that.
Yeah, Oprah, it's like you get a car, that type of thing.
I love Mac McIntosh.
Oprah. It doesn't work. It doesn't work, and it's not my kind of announcer.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
You went down at least
on the
But I
did go
note.
Down, yeah. Mm,
on who?
That's why all the ladies love me.
On who? So let's get back to the Jim Baker thing. So what is this Jim Baker tape we're going to be listening to here?
Do you remember about a year ago when we first revealed, Pony I think found it eventually, is that he was selling survivalist buckets. Like
50-gallon buckets.
You could buy 50 gallons of nacho cheese or 50 gallons of pesto or 50 gallons of something. Well, he's been dealing with complaints that while the buckets he claims are great, they take up too much room. So on his Jim Baker Survivalist Terrorism show, he has a solution. Because, you know, the 55-gallon
bucket. Motherfucker is still out there? Can you believe that he's still
and
out
still
there
looks like a Martian.
People?
He got himself a new dame, got himself an announcer that talks up.
Horrible.
Anyway, so here is the solution for when you have these massive buckets all over your house. What can you do to make room?
You're taking care of your family. You can stack them in your garage. You can put them in the basement. You can put them under your bed.
Yeah, I mean, in your closets. Anywhere that you have space for it. Get creative and start stacking these in your home, keeping this food in your home accessible to you and your family.
Now, keep in mind, the first solution is...
Is
put
he
them
boning her?
Is oh, of course he is. Nine ways from Sunday.
She sounds like she's like 24 years old.
Mike, that's his favorite 55-gallon bucket.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
But
Jesus. He fills that up.
The problem is the first... Baker's doesn't. The problem is the first solution is if you complain that you don't have room for the buckets, this lady is saying, well, just put them where you have room. Well, that's not a solution at all because you don't have room.
Rob, what would a solution entail? What would if you were truly going to make us give people a solution?
Yes.
What would you have to do? You would have to invest in something smaller. You would have to spend. They're not going to do that.
Mike, I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked because they do offer a solution.
One of the things we've done around here, we stick them under coffee tables and end tables. You just stack them up. And then put a cloth over them, or get a piece of cardboard or a piece of plywood, and you make a top, and then you just stack this food. You could have your whole living room with end tables and coffee tables made out of food buckets. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just
and then
do
after
it.
That
just do
year
it.
As well, to the Middle East, you'll be sending 600 days of food. So that's 3 years of food for you and 600 days to the Middle East.
Now, if you can't do
Who
this whole year,
that?
Over here we have a half a year.
God.
What is so great is he's made it like a Nike commercial. Take buckets and plywood and a tablecloth and make a
really
table. Just
cardboard.
Do it. Yeah.
Hold on. I think it's really important before we go any further to understand who we're talking about here. Okay. This is Jim Baker who had a PTL,
a
it was
called
Praise the Lord Club. He was a televangelist, and I'm just going to get this for people
Hahn.
For background. Fundraising activities between 84 and 87 underwent scrutiny by the Charlotte Observer, eventually leading to a criminal charge against Jim Baker. From 1984 to 1987, Baker and his PTL associates sold $1,000 lifetime membership, which entitled buyers to a three-night stay annually at a luxury hotel at Heritage USA, which was the God
theme park,
park that they had. According to the prosecution at Baker's later fraud trial, tens of thousands of memberships had been sold, but only one 500-room hotel was ever completed. Baker sold more exclusive partnerships than could be accommodated, while raising more than twice the money needed to
build the actual hotel. A good deal of the money went into Heritage USA's operating expenses, and Baker kept $3.4 million in bonuses for himself,
sure.
A $279,000 payoff for the silence of Jessica Hahn, that's the one he was banging,
yes.
Introduced to Baker by the evangelist, another evangelist. So,
and remember, Hahn, of course, he's married to the late Tammy Faye Baker.
Right,
she passed away, unfortunately. The incredible eye makeup, but she got out of it. I actually respect her because she got out of it.
She had more shoes than Imelda Marcos, right?
I don't know anything about her shoes.
Just so we know, I think it's really important because there's so many people that aren't going to remember this. It's ancient. Following a 16-month federal grand jury probe, Baker was indicted in 1988 on 8 counts of mail fraud, 15 counts of wire fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy. In 1989, after a 5-week trial in Charlotte, North Carolina, a jury found him guilty on all 24 counts. The judge sentenced him to 45 years in federal prison and a $500,000 fine. He served time in the Federal Medical Center in Rochester, sharing a cell with activists Lyndon LaRouche and skydiver Roger Nilsson. In February 91, the appeals court of the fourth upheld his conviction. This man was incarcerated.
Oh, he's a criminal. He's an absolute criminal. And now he's selling 50 gallons of mac and cheese that's good for 20 years. But, you know, we focused last time on how the world was ending because of political and nationalistic things.
The reason I bring this up, Rob, and I think I want to make sure this isn't lost on people.
Right.
It is stunning to me when someone is a scumbag, when someone is a convicted asshole, that they come back because, you know what? He is incapable. This man is so bankrupt. This man should not be walking the earth with normal
people.
You're
right.
He is so totally without any moral compass that he cannot in any way make any kind of living unless he panders this bullshit to us. And it's just stunning that he resurfaces, and they all do because he
succeeds.
There's no other way they can survive other than fucking people over.
He uses the theories of terrorism, essentially, because the last time we talked to him, he was talking about gangs taking over. But Mikey's got a new tack that launched in the past few months.
Unbelievable.
You need to get the survival food because of Zika virus.
This is the time to really be prepared.
Right.
You know, I was just reading a headline today about the Zika. Yes. It threatens 2 billion people.
Hold on,
people.
Yeah. And there's a thing I'm using lately, and no offense to anybody that lives on a mountain, but we live in a world of hill people now. We really do.
Hill people.
Live in a world where there are a lot of hill people. Hill people. You know, people that are just, I will, that covers a
is
wide range.
Is it hillbillies?
You can live in a valley.
Hill Williams.
You can live in a valley and be hill.
Hank
people.
Hill?
Let's just say the people that are just buying bullshit.
Yeah.
And I think now that more than any time else in our history, we are buying bullshit. This guy is a poster boy for it, and he just trowels it out with impunity. And I would love to see, if there is a God, listen to me, I'm going to say a prayer on the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Oh, excellent.
Dear Lord, if you are inclined, please, to bring down a lightning bolt on this man and stop him from separating 78-year-old women from Kentucky from their hard-earned dollars because you want to put a bucket of your shit food under a coffee table.
Right.
This man is evil incarnate. I'm done with the Syracuse feel on it because
it's just
so
Mike,
awful.
I just sent you a text about this very topic. And I want you to know about it.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
I'll show the guys here in studio once you see it. I'd like to share these because let me tell you.
Jessica Hahn back in the day.
Holy shit. Let me see.
Yeah.
Oscar sent a
buckets, baby.
All
you
know natural.
You know what's funny? Back in the day, I didn't think
you okay with that, Diego?
Hell yeah.
I want a bucket of that.
Yeah.
You know something, Oscar?
Natural,
That's from like the early to mid 1980s, and I will tell you something. That back in the day, I was not all that big a fan of Jessica Hahn's Playboy photo spread.
Really? Sure.
But it's funny how your perspective changes when you become elderly.
Well, Mike, you've gained years, and you've gained wisdom.
Well, thank you.
That's not plastic. Much, yes. I look at those. Those cans are built for speed and pleasure.
Sadly, those cans are not full of mac and cheese.
You don't see naturals like that anymore. You just don't.
How do you delete a text that'll be on my phone this weekend while I'm seeing my daughter?
This is show prep. Show prep.
And Mike, before we close the door,
I have to delate this on Jim Baker. Don't understand. How do you, Rob?
Hold your finger on
your agenda. Okay?
Hold your thumb on the photo.
All right, hold on just a second here.
And some options should pop up.
Really easy.
All right, I'm
delete a lot. Do you?
Sure.
Yeah.
And you send me all that porn.
It's not going away.
It just makes it bigger.
Oh, well, that's good. Maybe that's what I do with nude texts.
Right. Yeah, I don't know how to delete, Mike.
Mike,
Carla.
If you hold your finger to it, you should get the option copy or more.
Or send to wife.
And you hit more, and then there's
just ask Carla, tell her that, like, Oscar did a thing for the show. Do you mind
Jesus
deleting
Christ,
this for
how
me?
Do I get rid of it?
Okay.
It's on my phone. I've got tits on my phone permanently.
Go back to your message page and slide left on the entire thread, and you can hit delete.
Okay.
All right,
that did more.
Oscar, send that to me, won't you?
Yeah, send it to
you. That'd be great.
Mike, Rob was right. So you just hit...
I'm going to hit save.
Hold the message, and there should be two things that pop up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there are two things.
I got a third thing.
Yeah. It says copy, save, more.
Hit more.
And there's a check mark next to the message.
There's
now.
The trash. There's the
there
trash.
You go. There you go.
Thank you.
And then you got to empty the trash.
All right. There you go. Right. I don't care about emptying the trash.
And fill the dishwasher and dust.
Right, thank you.
Quick question.
Okay.
Are your messages connected to your computer?
I don't know. Yes,
yeah.
Because the pair is going to be on there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get rid of it later. Yeah. Here's the thing.
Full
color. You got to remember, when Don and I were doing the show in the mid-1980s,
yes.
This was topic A. This is the first really, truly, it was Jimmy Swaggart and Jim Baker, the disgraced televangelist. You cannot possibly understand how mind-numbing it is for me to realize
still
this man
do
is
it.
Plying his
on a
fucking
yacht.
Trade.
On a yacht.
Yeah.
Is he on a yacht?
Well, met on a yacht. That's where all the pictures were taken.
Oh.
Oh, Jessica. Are you talking about Jessica Hahn?
Yes.
I'm talking about currently right now.
Oh, okay.
He's doing
I'm sorry.
This.
I thought we're still talking about the deleted pictures. No. Back then it was all natural.
Fuck that.
God. Oh. Jeez, will you stop
really,
it?
Really creepy.
55-gallon drum of razors.
I'm thinking full bush.
Hey, it's great when a tape is reenacted live.
Forget it. You guys don't know. You don't know what a big deal this was. All right.
No, I agree
go ahead.
With you,
so
Mike.
What else do you have?
This is the last tape I want to play because I want to be fair and balanced. I want to make the bonus show great again. The food is delicious, and I want to give you the most recent sales pitch that I found delightful. Mike, it's called the Fiesta Bucket.
Oh,
this guy.
Yeah.
This fucking carny. I'm sorry. This man
so
makes
if you
me
like
Ill.
Mexican food, and who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
What you want is you want to buy it 50 gallons at a time in El Señor Jim Baker's Mexican Fiesta Bucket.
We have done less tweaking, as we call it, on this food than anything we've ever put together. The first few times, this food is
What's
so good.
Matter with the audio
it
on
passes
this, by the way?
Because it's been compressed. I think it's overly compressed.
That's his brain.
Yeah, no, it might just be his brain. Listen carefully, though, for the bad synthesized Mexican music in the background. It's delightful.
Official Mexican test. This is.
I got to start it from the beginning because he says the food passes the official Mexican test.
We have done less tweaking, as we call it, on this food than anything we've ever put together. The first few times, this food is so good, it passes the official Mexican test. This is Mexican food that real-life Mexicans approve of. You know, this is not...
This is food real-life Mexicans approve of, which is not only grammatically incorrect, is also socially incorrect.
Where is he? Where is he? Where does this originate? I
have
I'm just
no idea. I'm guessing from the base of a mountain. It's got to be a hollowed-out mountain somewhere.
Right.
Let me find it.
All I know is that it might real-life Mexicans approve of this food. It passed the Mexican test.
He's something
what
else.
A scumbag.
Oh, anyway, so that's our Jim Baker update. Get that Fiesta Bucket and get it now. Put it in your closet.
You ever made furniture out of buckets or milk crates was in college.
Yeah, cinder blocks. Yeah. Cinder blocks and boards. Yeah.
Cinder blocks
by the way, Jim Baker's book is Time Has Come, How to Prepare Now for Epic Events Ahead About the End Time Events.
It's all based in fear. He's a terrorist.
Yeah. It's also double talk.
Listen to me, hillbillies. It's a terrorist.
He still owes the IRS about $6 million, it says here.
He's on a payment plan.
Yeah, well, he got to sell a couple more Fiesta buckets.
Well, I'm from Mike O'Mara to Jim Baker, Jim S-A-D, and I should have used it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, Grandma.
Who is this? You woke me.
It's me, Anthony Jr.
No, oh, I didn't know I had a grandson.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
My dad doesn't like my attitude. So Uncle Pussy said that I should come down here and talk to you, because you're old and have wisdom and stuff.
Oh, his mother's another one. Well, what'd you do?
I took Mom's car out of the garage and it got wrecked.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. Did you wear your safety belt?
Yeah.
Because there was an article in the paper the other day about a bunch of teenagers from out near the Delaware Water Gap. They overcrowded their car, it hit a tree, and it incinerated. And they got trapped. People could hear them screaming. They couldn't get out. The safety belts did it. Buckled them in.
See, that's what I mean. What's the purpose?
Why does everything have to have a purpose? The world is a jungle. And if you want my advice, Anthony, don't expect happiness. You won't get it. People let you down. And I'm not naming any names. But in the end, you die in your own arms.
You mean alone?
It's all a big nothing. What makes you think you're so special?
Mother's Day. It's the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Mother's Day, Rob
Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
All right, we've got a romantic segment coming up on the bonus show.
Before
I do that, let me just button this up with Jim Baker.
Please.
In January 2003, began broadcasting the daily Jim Baker Show at Studio City Cafe in Branson, Missouri.
Naturally.
With his second wife, Lori. Is that the one that's on the tape, or does he have a third chippy?
I believe that was Lori on the tape. Well, you know what? Let's hear the show open once
Let's
again.
Let's hear the show open one more
then,
time.
And then we shall know. Stop that.
Yep.
Play this.
Welcome to the Jim Baker Show. Here's your host. Jim and Lori Baker.
Oh, Lori Baker.
Okay, Jim
and Lori
Baker.
That's his current trim.
He's adopted. He's adopted or taken in 5 children from the Phoenix inner city neighborhoods. Lori once frequented as part of
Phoenix.
Something.
Fill those buckets, you little bastards!
Well, they're his Mexican testers.
Oh, they passed the Mexican test.
In January 2008, Baker's ministry moved into a new television studio near Branson in Blue Eye, Missouri. The studio is housed in a 600-acre development that resembles Baker's former location, Heritage USA. Most or all of the property in the new development named Morningside is owned by associates of Baker rather than by Baker himself.
Wow.
Several sources have reported that Baker still owes the IRS about $6 million.
Can't seize it if they find it, Mike.
Yeah, and if you're in Missouri, don't miss their other sister city, Brown Eye. Which is very nice.
Yeah.
Brown Eye, Missouri. Wow. That's it. Now, Rob, you had mentioned something very special is going on around TMOS, and this is exciting.
It's been a long time since we've checked in on Pony and his romance. And I got a very curious message this week that I thought we should explore. But before we get to the message, I want to ask you, Pony, are you seeing anybody?
Nope.
Nobody at all?
Nobody.
I know we did an update probably about 8-9 months ago, and has there been any action since then?
Nothing.
Has anyone
Early
tried to...
Early in the show, in the incarnation of TMOS, we used to spend a lot of time like trying to hook him up and stuff, and we just quit.
Yeah.
We just gave up.
Well, it was a waste
really
of everyone's
no
time.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like trying
really
to stick
was.
A magnet to aluminum. It just didn't take.
It didn't work at all.
It try all it damn day.
That's right.
But I was talking to a listener and via Facebook. She had just gotten a dog, and she sent me a picture of the dog. Beautiful dog. And she says, by the way, Ponyboy Matthew Bloom Bergenstein is either scared of me or he's got a chick that he doesn't want you boys to know about. I said, have you been seducing him? She says, dropping a couple of hints. Being ignored.
Chick, Oscar, who do you think that chick would be? What name would that chick have?
He doesn't have a girlfriend that I know of, but why
would
he?
I was giving you a straight line that you missed, unfortunately.
I'm sorry.
What would be the name of the chick that he keeps from us that he never talks about?
Oh,
the,
Miracle.
I'd like to ring in.
Go ahead.
Is it Glenda?
Thank you very much, Rob Spiewak.
Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day. Yeah. It is Mother's Day.
Yes.
You going to give her a what for this weekend, Pony?
Comes about once a year.
Anyway.
Like me.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
This listener who says,
never mind.
I'm being ignored. Ho-hum. It's okay.
So he's got somebody interested in him, and he's ignoring her?
Yeah, and she says, by the way, and now she's, you know, she's doing sour grapes. She says, by the way, smoking is stinky, and I'm 40. Smoking will make a boy have the ED just like Bob Dole. C'est la vie. And
so I said, is a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah. Her name is Daisha, and I said, would it be okay if we gave you a call to discuss this? And she said she thought that might be nice.
Wow.
This is wonderful. We're going to actually, this is a woman who has been reaching out to Pony Boy,
she said,
Matt Bloom.
She asked him point blank, are you single? And got no reply.
Where? How?
Well,
Is she on Facebook?
She is on the Facebook. And also, you have helped her with technical issues as well.
Okay.
You've done better with that.
Well, I never really answer anything on Facebook.
Oh. Even if it can get you a little action.
Yeah, Pony, you always talk in riddles. We'll talk to the person on the other side of this conversation.
She's expecting
our call.
She will
clear it up. Yes. I'm going to also pull up her Facebook profile.
Thank you.
I tried to on my phone for some reason.
Does her middle name begin with an E?
I don't know if it does or not. I just know her by first and last name.
I'd like to know, Rob, because I want to know if we're talking. Daisha?
Yes?
Hi, it's Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. We are calling from our bonus show today because Rob Spiewak was discussing the fact that you've actually reached out to our executive producer, Pony Boy Matt Bloom. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
That's wonderful. And hold on a second. I'm trying to find you on Facebook,
it's
and I don't want to.
Dacia, and she's from Pasadena, Maryland.
What's it spelled? How's it spelled?
And my last name is O-R-R. That's how I'm on Facebook.
Oh,
my
let's find that. Let's find that.
What's the first name again?
Daisha, D-A-C-I-A.
What's your social security number?
And with the maiden name of your mother, if you please. First of all, I'd like to start by saying, Daisha, thank you for freeing up the time to speak to us
welcome
today.
Welcome to the show.
Yes.
And,
of course.
Letting us read this page in your personal book. So when did you first reach out to Pony in any sort of romantic way?
Let me just
way.
Ask the question.
Oh, okay.
That's not your Facebook page with the lovely, the cute little one there. That's not you in the background, is it?
No.
I'm just checking because that appears to be someone in maybe north of 70 years old. I'm just curious about that. I'm just checking.
My mom.
Okay, wonderful.
Mother's Day.
And the cover photo are her buttercups. Because she was very angry. She always used to. She's deceased, and she always used to get very angry at my dad for mowing over the buttercups. So
that's okay.
Those are
wonderful.
Her buttercups, and that's my mom, and that's my daughter because she's sassy just like me.
Okay, so let's
say,
you know what? Let's not. We've got the information for you. Let's get right on to the whole pony thing.
Please.
You reached out in some way to our man, Pony Boy. Pony, get off that computer. Put your hands next to your side.
Pony's writing his
book on the program.
No, I don't give a rat's ass if you got to show the post. Yeah, you're being dickish to us now.
Don't be a dick. We're trying to help you.
You got a show to do.
You're part of this segment.
I got a show to post. What is your problem? What is your problem?
Hey. Or settle down here. We're yelling a pony.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Very good.
We're going to beat him down until he says yes to you.
Dacia, that's a beautiful, beautiful name. And, you know, you're obviously single.
Mike, she is in good shape as well. I found
good
a picture
lady.
Of you at some sort of art exhibit. Well
can
done.
You send that to me?
Yeah,
can you send
of course,
that to
Mike.
Me,
Oscar, delete it when you're done.
Yeah, now that you know how to delete, you can get any picture you want.
So, Pony, you know nothing of. Get your hand off it. Get your hand off it. Hand off the computer. Hand
I'm
off.
I'm just resting my
hand
off. On the
hand
table.
Off the computer. Off. Off. Get it. Take it away from him if you have to.
Pony, put your hands on your head like
it's
this.
It's jacked in.
Yeah, do
you
it.
Have
like,
to, you, have to listen. You have to listen to this, Pony Boy. You have to listen to this.
I'm listening.
just trying to help.
Mike,
my
I sent
God,
you, I sent you the pic. I sent you the pic.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's very kind.
It's coming via SMS messenger.
Yes, it is.
Really? You're lovely, Dacia. You're absolutely lovely.
Look at that bod.
Pony, are you aware of this communication from this very, very attractive woman?
I had no idea.
You had no idea?
There you
how
go,
did
Pony.
You have no idea? But how did you communicate? Did you communicate exclusively via Facebook to our own Pony Boy, Dacia?
Yes.
Have you talked to him in the past on Facebook?
Private messaging? Yeah. I mean, I've tried, but he's you know how when you message somebody on
Messenger
on Facebook?
Yes.
On the Messenger, yeah, on the Messenger. It says
and you can
when you're
see,
active,
and you, I hate to interrupt, but you can see that it's been read, and
yeah.
So would you send Pony messages and see that he had seen them?
Yeah, I would, and I messaged him yesterday, and it doesn't, it says that he was active like 11,000 hours ago or something.
Oh.
So you haven't, Pony, you haven't been checking?
I rarely ever get on Facebook except to complain about politicians.
But also, Dacia, you have been in contact with Pony this week.
Exasperating. This is soul sucking.
Yes.
Via, I mean, as far as some technical assistance. And did you feel any electricity or did you drop any hints at that time?
Electricity?
Sure.
No.
What about Pony Boy had you reach out to him in the manner you did?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What about Pony Boy intrigued you in a romantic
Good
manner?
Good question. Yeah. What did you like about our man, Pony?
Let's see. He's cute.
Huh? Yeah, he is.
Listen to this, you little bastard. Can you hear what she's saying to you?
I've seen a skinny boy before. I know what it is.
Oh, yeah.
And,
tripod.
He seems really smart and funny, and I like his voice, and I like the way he laughs.
Hold on. I'm going to stop you, Dacia, for a second. I wish that I could communicate the nonverbal here.
Right.
You said that a spectacular compliment, and Pony's reaction was,
I'm incredulous. I'm very surprised. I can't believe
you're
it.
Not used to getting this type of attention.
Exactly. I'm going
to
leave it like this because you know what this is. Otherwise, I'm going to get frustrated again. And would you be willing to at least establish a line of communication with Dacia so
Absolutely.
You two could at least go back and forth, find out about each other's mutual interests, and perhaps inquire as to what part of the country are you from, Dacia? Where are you located?
I'm in the Bernardina in Maryland.
All right.
You're local.
Local.
Yeah, she's local.
I'm a locale. Yes.
Local Pony. It could be at the very least a nice dinner out, which I think you would enjoy. What do you? Why am I talking for you?
I think that would be fun.
And the other thing that I like about him is that he's a foodie and he cooks.
Foodie.
There's
and she's
there
skinny.
There it is. And she's thin like you are, Pony. So I mean, I think it would be something you would enjoy. I think you would enjoy this.
Have you ever worn studio headphones during sex?
Oh, stop that. Behave yourself.
Let me ask a question that's a little more above board.
He's an audiophile, that's why I asked.
How old is your lovely daughter, Dacia?
My daughter is 7 and I have a son who's 3.
Do you think that Pony would be an excellent father figure for them?
Rob.
Yeah. No. Rob, Rob is so cruel. Rob is just, you're trying to throw.
Yeah.
First of all, I think I wouldn't care with Pony Boy if she had 15 kids. It wouldn't matter.
And by the way, he would be a great father because he cares too much.
He does
and I got news
much.
For you. Based on this conversation, I like her and I like her a lot.
Yeah.
And I like Pony Boy too. So I think this is what you need to do.
You need to send your sex to us, and we'll send them to Pony Boy because he'll never respond.
We'll forward them. We'll put them together. We'll compress them into a zip file.
All right,
and
stop
Pony
it,
can
stop
just
it.
Get
both
all the
you,
sex together.
Both of you, behave yourself right now. I'm going to leave it at this. Can I count on everybody in that room up there to make sure that these two exchange information and that they can get in touch with each other so that we can somewhere down the road, and Pony, I don't care if it's a month or 6 months, we can get an update on this because I swear to God, this one should get away, in
really?
My humble opinion.
Really?
You know?
Daisha, I hold in my hand your phone number. You were kind enough to provide it.
Digits.
May I give it to Matthew Bloom?
Or Adrian.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, Adrian's coming.
Yes, you may.
Okay.
And Matthew Bloom will, as well as getting the phone number, will at least communicate with you again on your preferred method of communication, yes, which is a private Facebook message. And can you do that, Pony? Can you at least exchange some messages this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
No pressure other than why. Daisha, you know what? First of all, Rob asked permission if we could call you on the show, and you said yes, which to me means you have a great deal of moxie, which, and moxie goes a long way with us. And that's,
or
that's
she has a need, Mike.
Stop.
I need to please.
Stop, both of you. Right? For God's sakes, I'm trying to be respectful here, for Christ's sake. Dacia, it's been a pleasure chatting with you. Your mom, God rest her soul, is lovely.
Yes.
And your daughter is beautiful, too. And I will tell you this, as just consider this to be, this is not a warning, this is simply a statement of fact. This is a tough guy to get to know.
Yes.
But you know what? I'll tell you, if you happen to get to know the guy, I think everybody in the room would agree that he is as sweet and kind as the day is long,
mm-hmm,
and he would be a good friend to have at the very least.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's the last thing I want to say.
And I would say, if you guys get together, do some yoga first. If you know what I mean.
Hot yoga.
Yeah.
On that note, Daisy, God bless you. Thank you for allowing us to call you.
Thank you for your time, Daisha.
And we wish you the very, very best of luck. And we will get updates from
very
Pony.
Pretty.
And by the way, in the event that you are frustrated, don't hesitate to call Rob and let him know. All right. Bye, Daisy.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye. There we go.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Lovely.
I was shocked.
Lovely.
She's hot.
She's hot.
Thank you, Diego. Thank you.
I was about to swoop in there, Pony.
Were you?
I was. Yeah.
She might be out of your demographic a little bit there.
Yeah, she's white.
Then again, it never. No, I'm talking about the age.
Yeah,
she's the big. She's 4'0", right?
She's in her sexual prime. She's perfect for Diego.
She could teach me a few things.
Because Diego still needs a ground and pound. When you get to your 40s as a dude, you're like,
don't you think maybe really right now Adrian is at the friending the hooker at the hotel stage?
No, I'm waiting.
Can I seriously say something? And I mean it. And maybe I'm foolish by doing this, but you look at a person's Facebook page and you see the flowers for her mom, and then the beautiful picture of her mom and her daughter. The type of picture I would put up, and I look at a person who to me seems to be pretty well grounded.
Oh, she's a delight.
And
you know?
A person that's courageous and has a great sense of
and
humor.
Fertile.
And not many people like that. God, all right, I can't do it. I can't win today on the bonus show. I am really, look at you, and there you like, and that's when you get happy, Pony.
Yeah.
That's you. He's, like his little size.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I liked it when Oscar insulted the woman that likes me.
Yeah.
There it is.
Back to the computer.
Rob, am I right?
Not
there's nothing in here. There's no initiative to come in and go, hey, you know, be nice to her and stuff like that.
I think a man of your age, Pony, there should be a little urgency.
I need to know. What is in your head right now?
I'm a little taken aback, and I don't know about urgency. I mean, I'm
are you
perfectly
flattered?
Fine. I'm very.
Are you
flattered.
Excited?
Yes.
It's okay to be excited. I'd be excited.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe absolutely. Excitement is a better word than urgency. But here's what
can
I was trying
stand
to convey.
Up or not?
Can he stand up? He can't fall over.
Oscar Santana with the deep dive into the pictures to get me a picture right away. He's great at that.
He's fast.
Oscar's
he's
very fleet of foot when it comes to that. Because I was sitting there going,
you.
Buttercups.
What?
Anyway.
and Daisha just checked. She just texted fun with 3 U's and 5 N's.
Nice.
She had a blast.
Good.
But
that's good. That's
Pony,
good.
Here's what you need to know, and maybe urgent wasn't the word, but excited. What you had, it was just presented to you on a silver tray that this woman has been pursuing you for some time to no avail, and she still has the wherewithal to pursue you further.
A go-getter.
Good-looking woman. Doesn't that make you think, okay, I have missed 10 chances to take the next step. I must take the next step right now, lest I lose it.
I think you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Yeah, but you don't want to be too eager because you're still
no,
the man,
I think he
you know
needs to
I mean?
Be still as eager as possible.
No. Like shoot her a text, be like, let's connect soon.
Like, no, I think maybe he should set up a tent where those buttercups are and be there in the morning.
Wrong.
You know what? It's all, to me, this is all good. I just liked her. I liked her.
I did too.
I thought she was nice. I thought she was fun.
Or you can test how into you she is. Dick pic. first thing off.
Right away.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be your dick.
No. No, of course not. We don't want to disappoint.
Oh, Rob, you take it from here. I am done. All right. I am totally done. Lord.
There are so many directions we can go, but this has a vested interest in the show here. I saw this from the Wall Street Journal yesterday. It is the internet's most cringe-inducing subculture, and it's a pretty good story on its own. God, until I found out that Mac subscribes. And I, you know what? Let's focus.
This is in the Wall Street Journal.
Yes, let's focus on all of our motley crew today. Pimple popping videos, Mike.
Oh, God, please. Come on. Now.
And Rob, please, if you will. Yeah. It's not just one channel. There are multiple channels.
Oh, yeah. But Mac, you have a favorite channel? What's up?
She coined the term Popaholics.
Okay.
Is the people
oh,
who like that.
Oh, God, I want to throw up in my mouth right now. Yes. That's so nasty.
Is it Southern California dermatologist Sandra Lee?
It is.
Yeah, she's
the
one.
Pimple popper.
She's the one that is.
She's a dermatologist?
And yes. You know what? She's box.
And she videos these nasty things. Popper.
Mm, yeah. I want to read you just a small section from this Wall Street. The Wall Street Flipping Journal.
I read it on paper and I said, no way.
This is actually making me feel a little ill.
Lynn Barnes often went home filled with stress from working 14-hour days as an insurance call center receptionist. So she developed a nighttime relaxation ritual. First, a small glass of milk, then a hot cup of tea, then cross-stitching or crocheting, then crawling into bed. She searched YouTube for the newest pimple popping videos and watched her troubles melt away. Oh, God. It is the hottest YouTube trend right now.
I'm looking right now.
And
What is the website?
It's
a YouTube page.
If you just Google Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Is it Dr. Pimple Popper?
Yeah, Sandra Lee.
And she is really good looking lady.
Oh, my God. She is hot.
Yeah. Mike, see if you can guess. What I am now.
She's got over 2.5 million
subscribers.
Is she
the Asian lady?
Yes.
Oh, I can't. No, I got to get it. I'm going to throw up.
Her most popular video. Cool. And Mac, maybe you've seen this one. Her most popular video features a giant blackhead being removed from an 85-year-old woman. It has been watched 29 million times.
Probably seen it.
Mike is now puking into his garbage.
He literally left his workspace.
He's off camera.
Mike, we're going to need you
disgusting.
To finish the show.
I can't do it.
I had to shut the page, Mike. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Dr. Lee says
gross.
She started uploading videos of her work to Instagram about 2.5 years ago.
I did not need the visual aid on this discussion.
After noticing that some patients' relatives wanted and requested video of procedures such as the removals of inflamed cysts.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, Matt, hey, you know what? It does give you a slight appreciation
to land of perverts.
For the horror that dermatologists go
through. No. I
mean, absolutely.
It's truly.
It's the perversion, Mike. God. It's just like dentists. Some people like dental work. Some people hate dental work.
Yes.
Mac, all right. I have to ask you this, since you really are a connoisseur of this stuff. Mac, where does the. What is the deal?
It
gives me the feeling of popping bubble wrap. That's a pretty decent explanation
of the same thing. But you're not with bubble wrap. You are doing it yourself. Yeah. With this, you're watching
I can watch videos of people popping bubble wrap as well. It's just calming. And that it's moment calming. Where it pops, that's the best.
Do you feel like the evil has been taken out of the skin?
I don't know. I mean, I am fascinated with surgery in general.
Oh.
Nothing disgusts me in terms of surgery. Like, I subscribe to a vet hospital as well of them treating animals.
Stop the show for a second. This is really, really weird. Time for a little deep dive. You subscribe to what, Mac, again? Could you share
a
that
with us, please?
A
veterinarian hospital with dogs and cats that they treat for different ailments, and they show the full surgery, and I am intrigued by it. I kind of enjoy it.
Do all the surgeries work out?
All the ones they show. It's rare that they'll put one up that's not successful.
Do you watch from beginning to end? Do you like seeing the animal recuperate?
Yeah.
Do you like seeing the animal come out of anesthesia?
They don't usually show that, but they do.
Bet you could find it.
What about human surgeries, since I'm going to be having one next week, which is basically an inner leg amputation.
Yeah.
Would you watch the hip surgery on video? I'm sure that's one of the common ones they actually show on video.
I wouldn't mind
but it's a celebrity hip.
human surgery is not as interesting to me.
Is it more interesting? Is it more interesting because it's Mike? Like, if God forbid he were to do like FaceTime during his surgery, would you watch it?
For me, thinking of a human surgery would feel boring.
Let me play the clip of, because I save it because I watch it just out of curiosity about the procedure. Let me play the clip of, I asked the doctor, they record all of them for educational purposes, and he gave me the clip of mine. I'll play that for you right now. Here we go.
Moved a violin.
Get me the forceps.
Oh, there's a cat in there.
No, that's just the fact that my fingers don't work on these antiquated machines that I have in here.
Now, you may wonder, and I wonder a lot about Mac. It seems not long ago that we were talking about his fascination with animated panties. Mm-hmm. And
nothing wrong with that.
They spoke to Amy Wexler. She's a dermatologist and a psychiatrist in New York. And they
sounds like a DJ. Amy Wexler show. I'm sure there have been Wexlers that have been on the radio.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah.
Spinning
absolutely.
Wax.
Wexler. The satisfaction that comes from this is a real dermatologist and psychiatrist. She says the satisfaction that comes from watching a pimple pop is universal, especially if it's your own pimple. And she says, quote, pimples are ubiquitous. The majority of our population has or had pimples, so it is a shared desire to rid oneself of them. This quote coming from a segment on a 2006 Tyra Banks show about safe pimple popping.
Oh, my God. I had no idea we had
it's
this
a thing.
Culture. Oscar, are you a little nauseated by this like I am?
Mike, I've seen videos online that should not be seen by humans.
By human
those
beings, right.
Those are completely disgusting.
They're so nasty.
I'm grossed
They're
out.
So
I had a
nasty.
Gag reflex right away. Where I, was like,
I can't
I'm
look at you.
In here.
By the way, can I tell you what I did? You know what grossed me out? What caused that gag reflex in me? I went to the picture of the doctor on the YouTube channel. There's a very lovely picture of her. She's a stunningly attractive woman. And then I looked below it where they had just the freeze frames of the videos, and I had to turn away. I said, I'm not watching
that. It's too much.
There's just absolutely nothing.
Well, I have a most cringiest one that I even cringed at because she shows other things other than pimple pops, other dermatology.
What else? Sure, like a
sizzle reel.
The cringiest one was them removing a toenail.
And this guy gave me shit.
Like the entire
there was
toenail?
There a cyst under the toenail, and they had
okay. Okay, that's it. Thank you. God. Thank you for that detail.
Hey, Mac,
thank you very much.
Do you also enjoy watching people serve soft serve ice cream?
Stop it. God, see, now you're bad. You're the worst. You are the
you're
one
the
worst.
Me
out. No, you're the grossest person I know when you do this.
All right.
What's wrong with soft serve?
A Cornell University psychology.
He's comparing it to pus is what he's doing. Now do you get it? Now you're going to get nauseous again.
Gross.
I'll dumb it down next time, Oscar.
Thank you.
Cornell University psychology professor. Now, Mac, I wanted your opinion on this. They asked him why people like these disgusting videos. He compares it to watching horror movies and roller coasters.
No.
Like
not
the squirm and
no
the scare
thrill?
Factor.
Not for me.
No.
I don't
see,
even squirm at all.
There's a quiet satisfaction with you, isn't there?
Yeah. Like I said, bubble wrap. It's just the pop.
Yeah. You said
I don't like I that. The pop.
It's the pop. I remember, I have to tell this story because I don't know who I was with because it was a long time ago, but I will tell you, I do remember it was back in Maryland and going to the beach, maybe Ocean City, maybe Dewey, maybe Rehoboth, but being at the beach and hanging out on the beach, and whoever I was with, the lady tapped me on the shoulder and said, take a look at that. And there on a blanket was a woman who was squeezing zits on her husband's back at the beach. At the beach. And because I think that not only is this a fetish for people to watch it online, I think there are people that like to squeeze them on other people. In fact, I know that for a fact.
Oh, got to be. I would say that.
There are a lot of women out there that don't mind doing that, and maybe men too, but I know that I've seen women that actually don't mind, you know, oh, that's a big one. Can I get it? Can I tackle that one?
You
know,
is it ripe yet?
It's not as gross as these videos, though.
As a close-up with a high-definition camera of a massive zit
GoPro
being that's horrible. Especially
zit.
Especially when it gets... Think about the fact that when it gets to be medical... And by the way, I'm fighting my puke impulse right now when I'm talking about it. But when it gets to be medical and then you bring in the ultra high def camera to get the video of this, oh my God.
And the tools. Mike, don't forget the tools.
I do tools, like seeing ingrown hair getting pulled out. I do enjoy that.
Yeah. See, that's there you go. Well, that might be your little thing.
Now, you know what I do like? Do you remember when the they were, I forget the name of the strips, but you got them wet and you put them on your nose and when you pulled it out.
Biore.
Yeah, exactly. And it pulled out all the clogs from your pores in your nose. It was like pulling out a million mini plugs. And it was really, that was kind of cool, but there was no ooze.
I am really feeling like I've just gotten off a roller coaster that didn't do well after.
I actually still use the Biore strips.
Yeah. And, you know, so when his complexion is spotless.
Well, I use them because Shannon has them. Shannon. And when I go and I work out, I usually put a lot of sunblock on, right?
Right. By the way, can I make this is just an observation. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of news media lately, and I've been watching a lot of the talking heads. Yes. And this is not my beautiful wife.
Where this is going.
No. I have to say this. I mentioned this to my wife because I never make this comment about anybody I see.
Yeah.
Senator Elizabeth Warren. I was watching this the other day, and I said, how old is Senator Elizabeth Warren? I was just curious. I was very, very curious. You see, because I believe she is in her 60s.
Gotta be.
If not her early 60s, maybe even 64 or 65. I'm not sure. And I looked at my wife and I said, I have never, she has the skin of a teenager sunblock. With a perfect complexion. And, you know, you look at these senators that are on these committees
that
look
horses.
Like Freddy Krueger with their scabs.
All the talking heads,
you may say. I was just commenting, she's got absolutely incredible skin.
That comes from years of good care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? So do you think that's, or could it be genetics? I think it could be genetics.
I think you probably
have
to protect
care for yourself.
Virgin blood.
If you care, especially if you find, and this happens a lot in,
it happens a lot, Damone.
In Latin America, right? There, especially in mountainous regions where there isn't that much sun, even though the sun is bright, but everybody's just used to being covered up, right?
Right.
So
right.
if you find these people that have been covered up their entire lives and not damaged their skin, they look so young. Even the elderly look young. It's taking care of your skin.
I will occasionally be wanting to do a selfie and pop something on Instagram with my kid, and I will turn my camera on when I'm sitting on my couch, and I will look at my head, and it looks like someone has thrown acid in my face.
Yes.
That is how bad my skin is.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you always worn sunblock?
No, probably not.
Sunblock didn't exist when I was a kid.
So I started wearing sunblock at 25, and not because just because I would get sunburned easily, even as a Latin guy, right?
Wow.
And I wear 50 when I go out. 50.
Mm-hmm.
So to bring it full circle.
So you never, you don't worry about, getting out there and saying, hey, you look like you got a little color. You're not really concerned
about that.
Oh,
no, because I already have a little color. So
you have
I'm
a little
lucky
color,
in that matter,
so
right?
Is that true, though, about people like in Latin American countries where because they have a little color, they don't really think in terms of the way
the vanity.
Whitey
vanity
looks
side.
Because That's we're fair. Trying to get the tan.
That is fair. That is fair.
Men especially, golfers, you should see some of these guys down here. It looks like Freddy Krueger. You know, it's like,
and it's a relatively recent phenomenon on having color because of the sun as a point
a negative
of pride.
Connotation.
It used to have a negative connotation because it meant you worked outside.
It's 92 degrees down here. I did a 2-mile walk yesterday. There wasn't any sunscreen on me at all. I came home and I felt kind of like that. And, I wonder right now whether I missed the boat on the whole thing. Now, they're saying that you can go in and like get a chemical peel or something like that that really does make it. Is that true? Does that make a difference?
If you did that, please video it for Mac.
Yeah, he'll love
for
that.
For Mac so he can
so
see that.
So, just again, full circle for the Biore strips, right?
Yes, yeah.
Since I put this 50 on a regular basis, Shannon gets so excited to have put a Biore strip on my nose because when she pulls it out, it's these stalactites.
Yeah, like a million corks coming out of your face.
It's nuts
because
it clogs your pores.
Yeah, it's that strip that sticks. It looks almost like a Breathe Right strip, but instead it's got an adhesive that you wet and you put it on your nose and it essentially hardens. And when you pull it off, it pulls all the goop out of your pores.
So nasty.
Mac,
we did them live. We did them live on the radio a million years ago when they first came out.
So gross.
Yeah, and
so disgusting.
Mac has a rager.
I just want to say I never use sunblock.
You don't?
No.
Well, yeah, but you never,
never
go outside.
Go outside. Yeah, exactly.
We have senior hours of gaming. They are classified right there under like the guy that might die of some sort of circulation.
Classified.
Classified circulation.
We got to put psychotherapist over our door in our studio in Washington.
I had no idea when I pulled this article that a Mac was going to be such an enthusiast. There is one other guy, and I want to ask Mac his opinion on this. He says the reason that it is so satisfying is that you have conflict and resolution. Every pimple pop is like a story well told.
Yeah, okay. It's
all right. I am. Is there any possible way with literally 6 minutes left in this broadcast that you can somehow get this nausea out of my stomach that we can move on to something?
Nothing gives you greater pleasure than when bad luck befalls me, Mike. And I got an article that you're going to take great joy in.
Okay.
This comes from a British newspaper. It was dated last Sunday. Can't help falling in price. All Elvis memorabilia plummeting in value.
Oh, dear.
My God.
Yeah, it's bad news.
The statute of limitations on his ridiculously overblown fame has reached its pinnacle.
Mike, they focus largely on the vinyl, and I have... This is really sad because I pulled this article yesterday. Oh, no, the day before yesterday. Yesterday, I received a shipment of a 20-volume Elvis CD box set.
Oh,
how much did that cost?
It was not that bad. It was like 60-some bucks. It's all the remastered soundtracks in the original order.
That's the music
you
already
have.
But
you got all that. Why do you collect so much of that frivolous stuff?
Because these are not. They've not done these albums in this format yet.
What? CD?
No, no.
Laserdisc?
No, because if you really want the story,
yes.
Back in the 90s, they did what were called Elvis double feature CDs, and they would put two movie soundtracks on one disc because they could fit, right? But the original...
Is Bossa Nova Baby in this collection?
Yes, of course, from Fun in Acapulco with Ursula Andress.
Are they better quality recordings?
They're the same quality recordings, but the thing is the packaging duplicates the ancient LP packaging, so it looks like the albums that you would have bought.
For that, you spent over $50.
You're a smart man.
I maybe would have thought better of it if, and turn that music off, that horrible music. If I had read this article, I might have thought on it. You know, I have, and I estimated as I was looking at the shelf today, probably about 300 to 350 Elvis CDs, and that's a lot. But I always thought, you know what?
You thought that maybe they
might appreciate in value someday, yeah. And then there's all the other Elvis memorabilia in my house. The statuary and the wines and the Elvis hot sauce and the watches and the anniversary clock. And, of course, the bust with the glass eyes. Mm-hmm. But the problem is, and you're going to love this, the reason the value is falling out, all the Elvis fans are dying. And their families are releasing all their memorabilia to the market.
A surplus.
And it's causing a surplus.
Oh, the bubble has burst.
The bubble has burst, and Mac loves that.
Yeah, but look, this is a wave of what? These are baby boomers that are going?
Yeah, essentially.
Right? Mm. So.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't this be an opportunity
to snatch it up?
Just because you've got at least another 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, I can come and I can think about it as I sit in my Elvis bathroom.
Because I'm watching Bossa Nova Baby right now.
An Elvis bathrobe?
Bathroom. Oh, I have a robe, too.
I got to be honest with you. I happen to be very surprised at that fact, that the value is coming down in these things.
I thought so, too.
What are they really attributed
to? Well, people are dying, Mike.
Yeah, is that the market is...
And the families are selling them off.
People don't remember Elvis anymore.
He's not as well regarded as other artists, such as the Beatles. And I think that in a way is a crime. I can see it. I don't think his music ages as well as a catalog as the Beatles does. But I think some of his individual stuff is still amazing.
Priscilla actually sold at the right time.
She did. Yep. She got out at the right time.
So
they put all that money right into her face.
Mm. How about the crowds down there for like Elvis Death Day when we used to go
dwindling
down there and it was
smaller.
Absolutely really smaller every year?
Yeah. You got to think about it this way. Say in 10 years, my kids are going to be in their 20s, right?
Yes.
And but I would think the people that went down there in the 80s would still be going down there because when I saw them down there, they had incredibly healthy lifestyles.
Mike,
they looked well.
My parents. Yeah.
Beautiful complexions.
They took me to Williamsburg as a kid.
Yeah.
Right? I've never been back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just not that big a deal.
I look forward to taking
I can watch it online.
I want to take my kids to Graceland. I'd like to go to Graceland another time before I pass. But let's say 10 years passes and...
We'll be going to Kardashian land.
Ooh.
And let's say...
Big asses.
To watch the big zip-popping exhibit. I bet they've had a few on their asses.
Oh my God!
Look like a surface area without a boil. Yeah.
Look like a third cheek.
Pretty much. Yeah. pretty significant, I would think.
So if I die in 10 years, the kids get all the stuff, right?
Yes.
And they'll be excited to get the microphones. Those continue to appreciate. The jukebox appreciates
in
value.
They'll be bringing up their SUVs with their families and going, Jesus Christ, we are saddled with all this crap that we
fire
have to
sale.
Get
but they're also going to get
fire sale right now. Get them something they can use now.
They're going to get all that Elvis shit, and they're not going to want it. No, and they're going and again, it's just going to
fuck yes.
It's not going to be worth anything right
so
now. The
dump
only
it
value
now?
No, well, no
arson.
Now would be the stupidest time. Don't insurance. You understand? Potter's not selling. Potter's buying.
He's buying.
Potter's
it.
Buying. So are you taking advantage? Are you going to buy some stuff up?
I always keep track of eBay. Always.
Okay, very good.
What about always. That lock of hair? How much is that worth now?
You know what? If I got the lock of hair, I wouldn't display it. I'd probably put it on my head.
Oh, really?
I could use it.
Oh, my God.
But, it's a time to keep an eye on the market and see what all the stuff is at. But, yeah, I do feel kind of like a simple-minded rube right now. Thank
Man,
you,
you,
people.
You jump into YouTube and you start looking at Elvis, and you are just overwhelmed. I mean, truly, truly overwhelmed. There is more stuff for Elvis. I would think he's as hot as ever, but he's obviously not.
The fan base is dying, and it's not as...
When was Elvis really popular?
Well, he broke...
Like at the height of his fame?
Height of his fame would be 1956 and 7.
Jesus, it's been some time.
Would that be the height of his fame, or in the 60s, didn't he?
That's when he was big Elvis.
As far as...
The 70s.
70s was fat Elvis. He was the most... overwhelmingly in the face of America in the 50s, but he never went away. And he had a resurgence in the 70s when he started touring again.
Okay.
But the thing is that by the time he was in the 70s, it was almost a little bit tongue-in-cheek because it wasn't seeing the guy that is, it was seeing the guy that was.
Oh, no.
And that fell apart in like 1973 or so. So someday.
Burst my bubble. I would always think that if you die on the toilet, you're famous forever. That's the way I look at it. Happen, I guess. Sorry, Rob. I'm really not happy for you. I'm more happy when you win money on the Elvis, slot machine.
I well, really if you're a good boy, Mike, I'll bring you an Elvis LP.
It's okay, I'll pass. Please, please, Lord Almighty, and I mean this, no more. I have 4 of them already from listeners. I don't.
You have live on stage at Madison Square Garden?
I don't fucking
just quickly
know.
Before we go.
Yes.
Yes.
A last message from Pony Boy.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that the man has a bathroom dedicated to a man that died in the bathroom?
It's kind of meta and very strange.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
However, if I may offer counterpoint.
Yeah.
When Carrie expressed interest in me romantically, I replied to her. So, you know, it balances out.
Yeah.
Well,
here we go.
You can make jokes about Rob's bathroom with your girlfriend, hopefully.
Yeah.
Your new girlfriend.
That's right.
That's it. Thank you for joining us for the bonus hour. A wonderful episode. My God, did we cover the gamut on that? Zit popping, love for Pony, and Elvis really
hey, you
being
know what
valueless.
We could have had Mike as a zit kicker.
A zit kicker. As opposed to a tit kicker. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, I just wanted to take this time out to say thank you to all the people who purchase our bonus content. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus hours are a little extra something we do for you each and every week. And those that support us by purchasing our bonus show content really make the show fly. Thanks once again for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Enjoy your bonus minute here, everybody.